I have not seen a tremendous amount of men peeing, but I've seen enough to know that it doesn't just dribble out.
Right.
It comes out with significant force.
Right.
This is urine from something that is engineered to remove urine from the body. Unless this sink
you should write ads for penises. Engineered to remove urine away from the body. It's a penis.
Get yours today. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Someone said something like that to me recently that I was just like, oh, I didn't do a good job, did I? Like, I don't remember exactly what the phrasing was, but it was something like,
but well, I did work hard on it.
Like, still, thanks for coming out. You know, you gave it the old school try. All right, so we're going to kick off with some listener mail.
That's right. This one is from Victoria.
Yeah, thanks, Victoria, for sending this in.
Right.
If you send us some email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com, we will read it on the air.
Yeah, and we'll thank you profusely for it because we love it. We love hearing from you. Thank you so much. Okay, this one, the subject is looking for a girlfriend flyer guy is back.
Oh, so we reported maybe a month or two ago about a guy who had a flyer up that said he was looking for a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, women his age were too old and so on and so forth. So this guy's on Twitter. He puts signs up all around the city looking for a girlfriend.
Right. Flyers.
Yeah, the kind of old school flyers where you could rip off, you know,
the phone number
at the bottom and call him.
Okay, so she writes, this time he's looking for a job, spotted on 23rd and 7th Avenue.
Wow.
He needs a job because he's broke from all the dating. I don't know why his attempts to become a brand, a personality, interesting, fascinate me. The show continues to make my week. Happy Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
So
it's a good question what this guy is doing because his ads are everywhere. It's as popular as Dan Smith will teach you to play guitar.
Right.
His ads are everywhere, but he's teaching people how to play guitar.
Well, Dan Smith, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he just has the flyers out. Yeah. He will actually do it.
Yes. I heard he's an excellent teacher.
Yeah. So anyway, there were I looked up the tweets and it was him. His name is Dan Perino.
Okay.
And he says, I posted 500 flyers today looking for a job. I prefer a job with tips. I'm a celebrity and can fill your restaurant.
No, he's not.
With a line.
I can fill your restaurant with a line?
Yeah, like a line out the door.
Wow. Based on what? New York is a very competitive restaurant market. I don't know if this guy's going to do it.
A job with tips. I'm a celebrity.
So then why are you advertising this way if you're a celebrity? Why not open your own restaurant?
Right.
Looking for a girlfriend.
Why not then look at and everybody's going to come to him and be like, yeah, come work here.
I don't know what's going on with this guy.
And then he said, my age limit is 25 to 37 for a reason. I want to start a family. I guess he's talking about the women he wants to date.
Not the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to start a family. Get going, buddy. Start working on it.
You get to be a part of the millions I make in the movie business.
Huh?
That's another thing that he was tweeting.
What a dick.
So.
Like, really?
He thinks he's a celebrity. He thinks he's going to be in the movie business making millions. So he wants a young woman and a job with tips.
Yeah, a job with tips. To tide him over until. You know what? I want to see him in Sharknado 3 get eaten.
Oh, he would love that.
Yeah, he would love it. For free. He's not going to get paid for it. He's a celebrity. Celebrities occasionally do work for free.
That's right.
So they could get him for nothing.
I don't know why.
Bizarre.
It's such a...
And the picture of him is awful.
Yeah.
You know, it's an awful picture. He looks like a serial killer.
Are you really going to respond to anything? Any guy asking for a date? Like, rip his number and go?
Well, the woman that does respond to this, though, if I were this guy, I'd be a little, like, leery of it. Either it's a practical joke, mm-hmm. or, like, someone's got some real issues. Yeah. Or someone just wants to, you know, gut you and wear you like a skin. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that may already be happening. Somebody may be using Dan Pareto as something else.
Yeah, maybe right now he's being, there's something, what is it called? Forget it, my idea's gone.
Did you want to, you can't remember it? Okay.
I can't remember what it was. It was a whole big thing in my head that just went in and out.
Oh. Comedy gold. Gone. It'll come back.
Can you imagine a woman trying to do this?
No, I can't. I think a woman would get too many responses, actually, from guys, like legitimate and otherwise. But I don't know why. I mean, there's Match.com, dude. Like, what's interesting about his campaign is that here we are in 2015, and everyone's got all these, like, ways on the internet to meet each other, and this guy's going back to a flyer? I mean, I guess it stands out. I don't know.
I guess what he was trying to do, but now he...
Who knows?
Whatever.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck, and thank you, Victoria.
So, I love seafood. So I found this kind of interesting. It's a little piece of crime news. Florida father faces charges in king crab warehouse theft.
Wait,
I don't know if you heard about this.
No.
It's this guy, father of eight, claims he didn't steal $271,000 worth of king crabs from the warehouse where he works. So apparently this guy, he was on...
Is that retail price or is it...
I don't know.
Their wholesale?
I think it's the wholesale price.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of crab.
It's a lot of crab. Joshua Paul Warner, it says he was caught on surveillance video unlocking a bay door. And then 2 hours later, two masked men showed up and used a bolt cutter to break into the freezer. And then they used a forklift to get 9 tons of crab legs. So 9 tons of crab legs and a forklift, and they put it on a semi-truck and just bolted.
That's an inside
job. Nobody saw. I don't know, though. This guy is saying he didn't do it. Well, so why would he leave the bolt?
I don't know if he didn't, if he was involved or not, but that's an inside job.
Nobody job, but the father of eight is saying, look, I didn't do it. Like, I'm not getting anything from it. It sounds like...
Well, he's probably like, I didn't do it because I didn't actually do it, but he is a part of it.
And he probably isn't getting any of the crab either at this point. It says...
Why are they saying father of eight? Like, oh, poor father of eight.
I don't know.
That's the reason crab.
With crab. We do believe they're in cahoots together. I love cahoots. He was smart enough to unlock the door and let them in. He was smart enough to lie to our detectives. That doesn't take a lot of smarts. Mm-mm. Did you do it? No. He wasn't smart enough to stay out of jail. And he's saying, I have nothing to do with it. This is crazy. It's a whole truckload, a whole semi. I don't even think they thought about me. I dislike thieves.
I find them distasteful.
He said the crab claws sell for roughly $10 to $15 a pound, and the thieves took 18,000 pounds of crab. Enough crab to supply a normal grocery store for 2 or 3 years. Where the hell are they? Who is fencing crab legs?
Yeah,
has the mob just fallen off? They're doing seafood
because you have to refrigerate them.
Yes, but it's like at what? It's a semi-truck full of crab legs. So it's not exactly on the DL.
Right.
Like, it's not like you're going to open up shop and sell a couple pounds here, a couple pounds there.
No, well, you have to have this whole chain of restaurants that you've made a deal with. Like, I'm going to get you some decent
crab legs. Now I'm a delivery guy?
Yeah.
I'm going around to all these, like, shady, like, in the underground crab claw market?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
It's nasty.
I mean, I love king crab claws, but now I'm like, are they stolen?
Yeah.
Do I care? It's just so weird.
Yeah.
There's certain crimes that I'm like, I get, you know, people stealing a car real fast or, you know, people shoplifting and things like that. But this is a massive heist of crab.
Do you like your crab legs hot?
Yes, hot crab legs. It's just so weird. Like, how easy is it to catch these guys? They have a truck full of unlicensed crab. Can't be that hard. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of, like, trucks full of crab.
There's a lot of people looking the other way. This goes pretty deep.
If there's a guy with a truck full of drawn butter, we'll know what's going on. Like, chasing right behind them.
Yeah.
I got bibs. All right, what do you have?
We have this, came across this article.
It's fancy.
Yeah, it's about this building. It was designed in a very creative way. This building is called the Pterodactyl.
Oh, I saw that.
The Pterodactyl is a creative office building perched on top of a parking garage. So it's a parking garage, and on top of it, it's kind of like an asymmetrical cubic structure. And it may, if I'm going to squint and use your imagination, it can resemble the shape of a pterodactyl.
It did not look like a pterodactyl to me. I turned it upside down. I looked at it from the side. It looks like somebody dropped a mall on top of a...
Right. It looks like a bunch of blocks.
Yeah.
Anyway. But the thing about this is, I read it says that Pterodactyl, designed by Eric Owen Moss Architects, is an office building with a difference. Built for Yeah. Yes. Built for an advertising agency on the top level of a parking garage, it is one of the many new and remodeled buildings in the creative regeneration area of Culver City, Los Angeles.
It sounds like they had a crappy old, like, multi-level parking lot, and they're like, guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to drop this piece on top of it.
Right, right.
Now it's a hot office space. That makes a difference?
It has an open office plan, it has private spaces for meetings, it has a walkway bridge that allows workers to go. But the architect says, I think the configuration of the building facilitates the energy and enthusiasm of the people who inhabit it.
West Coast.
So, wait a minute. So, like, you look at the people in the building and you're like, pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl
screams you.
On top of a car park. That's how I see you.
That's what I figure. Your energy level and your spirit, pterodactyl.
Jurassic.
That got me.
I want to see a building designed after my energy. I think it's just going to be a big black hole.
Black.
Somebody pour some water and throw some cigarette butts in there.
Mine would probably be.
A cork.
I want it to be look like a lion, but it's going to be really a koala bear. Let's face it. Face the facts. That's my energy.
Let's be honest. Yeah. You want it to look ferocious, but
it's just
in
like,
reality, it's chilled out.
Just sitting there on a tree eating something.
All day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's more like it.
That's like chilling out.
Yeah, the parking garage provides the perch for the office. Ugh.
Oh, my God. It doesn't look like a pterodactyl, though.
Because it resembles the prehistoric bird spreading
its
wings.
I love paleontology. I see no bird on that thing whatsoever.
But the energy of the people. I would be like, I work in that building. Is that?
That's my energy. That's why I come to the table. As a car park with a piece on top of it. Good grief.
So there you go.
So I have some kind of robot news, a little bit of freaky technology. Okay. So there's a company out there called Noone or No One. I can't figure out. It's Noonee. It's a Swiss startup. And they created something called a chairless chair.
What?
So basically what this is, it's an exoskeleton that you wear from the waist down. It goes on the back of your leg. This is starting. It goes on the back of your legs and lets you walk or even run as needed. I would not allow them to run. This is for workers in a factory.
This chair is like fused to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, first you just put it on. But eventually it's going to screw itself in.
And then it's going to, it's going to be part biomaterial. So it's going to grow into your body.
And
The point of it is
that it'll allow you to sit without them having to provide you a chair. So you basically kind of just settle into it, and it supports you. It's called the chairless chair, and it was inspired by, robotics. There's a prototype now, and it utilizes a power variable damper to support the weight of the body. So it's electronic.
Okay.
I can't wait till one of these things just takes off with somebody, starts booking it down the factory.
What if you want to get up and it won't let you?
You got to keep working.
You have to sit there.
Keep working. You're not done.
I want a bed strapped to my back.
Just in case. Is it the chair? So
that's where I belong.
Users simply bends their knees to get themselves down to the level at which they like to sit. And then they engage the damper, the hydraulics, I guess. The chairless chair then locks into that configuration, directing the weight down into the heels of the shoes to which it is attached.
Oh, no.
And it also attaches to the thigh via straps and around the waist. So it says the plan calls for a commercial model to weigh 2 kilograms. But I would make it heavier so the slaves can't run off.
Oh,
I would make mine out of lead.
And
I try and get out of my factory.
And what if it doesn't lock in for you? It's like sit lower, sit lower.
Then your butt's just like hanging on the ground, but you can't get up. It says, and in the future, it's going to be able to operate for at least 8 hours on one charge of its 9-volt battery. Once again, I would charge them to turn the battery on and take it off.
Right.
Yeah. It says, at the moment, we're getting a lot of interest and emails from all kinds of people who want to use the chairless chair. In the film industry, medical, agricultural, hiking and a lot of others, but this is for factories. So they are not going to, they don't want to help anybody.
Come on.
They just want to get the workers.
Hiking, no. You're in nature. You sit on a rock like everyone else.
I can't just sit on the air a little bit. I'm just imagining falling off the mountain because I can't right myself.
Right.
And just like tumbling. Either that or this thing just starts fucking running.
Yeah.
And then my body's at the top just flopping around.
Like no more. No more. Yes. I can't.
So this is the beginning of the chairless chair. The scariest thing in the picture, they have a kind of, just a regular TV attractive woman. She's wearing the exoskeleton and she's doing something mechanic and her hair is like Crystal Gale. It's very long. It makes me nervous.
Oh, right. It's going to get caught in all the...
Who in a factory lets their hair hang down past their waist?
You can't.
You can't do it.
I, you know, from time to time I visit a factory and...
You put a hair nut on?
No, no. I can't contain this. Are you kidding? No, but like a scarf. I have to make sure the scarf is off.
Yeah, because you don't want your hair to get caught in anything.
Or get the scarf caught in the machine.
That's true, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Lean over the belt and it's like, oh, look at this.
Like a princess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is bizarre to me. Like, it's already starting. The exoskeleton has been built. It's coming out of Switzerland and it's going to happen. Can you imagine if you saw me with an exoskeleton? I would be stomping everybody. I'm already evil.
What else can...
This is why I can't be a robot.
An exoskeleton can also dance for you, so you can become a good dancer.
I guess, but I'm just... I feel like something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, the exoskeleton is going to go in directions that your legs shouldn't go in, and then you're just going to be screwed. I don't know. So that's my unpopular technology.
I liked it.
Yeah. The idea of, first, if we can't replace them with robots, we'll make them robots.
Right. This is exclusively for factories. I like that they're like no.
People in film want it, and I can see that why someone in film might want something like that, or so, you know, someone who's, you know, maybe working in the medical profession and wants to be able to get into a position and stay there, but doesn't want a chair or anything in the room. But they're saying no, this is for factory workers only.
Ha!
For a watch out. All right. Do you have?
Well, we have to tell you about Funkadelic Studios.
Yes, we do. People always say, where is the Hey You Know It studio? And then we say, it's at Funkadelic Studios.
Yes, which is at the on the perimeter of Times Square.
In the perimeter?
Yeah.
And last time it was in the center, wasn't it?
No, it was in
the event horizon.
The event horizon of Times Square.
Starring Christopher Walken.
Yeah. It's at 209 West 40th Street near 7th Avenue.
Yeah, and it's an awesome, they have a recording studio. You can rehearse here. There's repairs. You can rent the space. You can buy stuff here. You can store your gear here. There's events and workshops. And they have jams.
They have jams on Saturday nights from 8 till 12.
Yeah. And you can just come and play or sing.
Yeah.
Check out the website, though, because the jams have different themes. And the website is funkadelicstudios.com.
Yeah.
Hey, before I go jam at Funkadelic Studios, I listen to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, what do you have?
I have here 8 phrases people use to describe themselves that let you know you shouldn't date them.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is awesome. Okay, I'm ready.
Because people will tell you basically who they are.
And listen to them.
Listen to them. When people say things, listen to what they say.
I wish someone had told me that when I was younger. That when a dude says, like, I'm, you know, I'm kind of a dick, he is.
Yeah, right? Not like, oh, he's just kind of, meaning like 5%.
I'm difficult to work with. Yeah, you are. Goodbye.
Yeah, really. So listen to, people will tell you all the time what they're about. Okay, so here's a couple of phrases. You know, everyone watch out. We have your back. So first one is, I'm a good boyfriend or girlfriend, but my exes are crazy.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's them. They're all crazy.
Yeah.
Not you.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And it's usually when a person is continuously at the scene of the flame, they're the arsonist.
Wow. I love people. Have you ever met someone who's been divorced like 3 or 4 times? Mm-hmm. It's always the other person.
Yeah.
The first time, everyone makes mistakes. The second time, okay, you made a mistake again. Times 3 and 4, dude, it's you.
Yeah. Number 2, I'm a free spirit.
I'm fucking everybody.
This says it could be harmless, but it could be a terrible sign. It either means I go to music festivals sometimes and harmlessly stray away from my friends when we go out.
That's very specific.
Or some random day, I'll legitimately up and leave the country without warning, abandoning our relationship, selfishly tearing your heart out.
Wow.
Either one.
Either one. Could it be, you know, C, I sleep with siblings.
Oh, right. Right. Not their own.
Not their own. Someone else's.
Right. Yeah. I'm more of, I think I stray to find a bathroom. Like...
Whatever, a free spirit. I've never been in a situation where I've gone off and been like, where the hell am I? I was just in a conference 2 seconds ago. Now I'm in Midtown. What the fuck? No, I don't think I wander away like that.
No, I've only wandered away. We were having pizza. It was late. It was late at night. We're having pizza.
And you wandered away from it?
I needed to find a bathroom, and it was some little, you know, cruddy pizza.
Oh, that's different, though.
There was no bathroom there, so I went next door to the Copo Cabana.
Ah, yes, you've said this before. That's how you wander. That's legitimate wandering, though.
That's my free spirit.
The only time I've ever really wandered off is when snorkeling, And they tell you when you're snorkeling, don't follow a fish. And as soon as you see one, you're like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Like your brain's like, don't follow.
Yeah.
Go after it. And then I wandered away from the group.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary when you're under there and then you're like, I don't know where anyone is.
Where is everybody? You come up and everyone's gone.
Yeah. Three, I'm a bad texter. It literally takes mere seconds to text someone back. Responding within a reasonable amount of time is easy. Especially when you like the person you're texting.
Yeah.
When people who disappear for extended periods of time, taking 12 plus hours to return a text on a regular basis.
I mean, unless they're busy. But I'm guessing this is like...
At work and stuff like that. But I mean...
Yeah, 12 hours is enough time.
Yeah. This is another one. I have no filter. When people say...
Black people. In quotes, black people.
I'm going to say... This means I'm going to say awful things... A lot, and instead of using my brain to refrain from being rude, crude, and socially unacceptable like most people, I'll sum it up to having no filter.
I have to admit that there's sometimes I don't have a filter.
Yeah.
I try. Usually, what I would like a filter on is not so much my mouth as in my entire face. Like, I feel like a screen needs to come up in front of my face sometimes.
And close
some
off
shit
your
that
expression.
I see. Yeah. And then I can open it when I put my mask back on.
Yeah.
Because it gives it away.
Oh, my gosh.
If I smell something, the whole face goes.
Like, do you mean it, like, you actually smell something? Or if, like, when somebody says something, you're like, I smell a rat.
Both, I would guess.
All right.
I smell a rat. I feel like I'm in a black and white film when that happens.
Smell a rat.
Yeah.
Number five, I hate drama and fake people.
Okay.
When you say that. It's like, you know.
You know, who likes fake people? But some people do like drama, though.
But you're not in seventh grade. Or a VH1 reality series. You know, I hate food poisoning. I hate violence in the world. Of course you do, but saying you're not aren't a fan of drama, you're saying you're habitually involved in reality TV levels of childish theatrics.
Huh, that's an interesting
one. Yeah.
I would never guess that. I'm not into drama. I think that has to come up when there's something dramatic going on. Someone just says it randomly out of context, like, hey, what's going on? I'm not into drama. Like a friend told me.
Right.
A friend once told me she went on a date, and the guy led with, I don't have health insurance. And she was like, I don't know, check please. Like,
yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know what that's, It should be in response to something.
Right.
Lead with that.
Yeah. If you're just like, it's but like a dating profile or you're like,
no drama. Fine.
Number six, I always live in the moment.
What does that mean? That I have no plan. I've never made a plan. I left my wallet at home.
And you're definitely going to cheat if the opportunity presents itself.
Like now.
Yeah.
In this moment.
Yeah.
I live in the moment. Unless you're an actor and you're talking about the work, I'd say don't say that.
Right. And if someone says I'm an a-hole or a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what we said. That's brutally, they're just not waving a red flag. They're hitting you in the face with it. That's it.
And it's, what's interesting about this, I distinctly remember being like in my early 20s, or maybe even like 19, and some, trying to date someone, and they'd be like, I kind of have like a bad attitude about things. And I was probably just like,
Yeah.
And then that shit came up later on, I'm like, he didn't mention that.
Yeah.
That was covered early in the course.
That's right.
And I just blew right by it.
I know. So many times people will say something or say what they think, like, I wasn't thinking of you.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
And when I was doing this, it was like, oh, you weren't.
Yes, you weren't. But okay, let's get some ice cream.
Yeah.
So I have some advice. So advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that is unqualified.
And it stinks.
And we try to improve upon it by giving advice on advice. So I have stuff here from Ask Amy.
Oh.
From the Chicago Tribune. I don't know if we've used Ask Amy before.
I think we may have. But I don't think we've used her much.
So here's one. Dear Amy.
Oh, boy.
I walked into the bathroom at 5 a.m. today to find my husband standing in the dark, urinating into the bathroom sink.
Ew.
He said he was, quote unquote, in a hurry.
What?
The toilet was right behind him. He acts like it's no big deal. I've dropped my pills in the sink and retrieved them. I wash my face in that sink, etc. Now I don't even want to use the sink. What can I say to him or what can I do to make him stop? Revolted.
Wow.
I know, that's so bizarre.
So what is he doing?
I don't know. The first thing I thought when I read this is like, is he having a mobility issue? But Wouldn't it be hard to,
it's
like,
harder to get up there. Unless he's super...
unless he's really tall and he's just letting it... He's just hanging dong into the sink. I don't know. I don't know that using a sink is necessarily easier than pissing down into a toilet. I don't know.
You know what?
Have you ever seen this before?
I've never seen it, but I heard this. I had a boyfriend who had a friend who was from Russia, and he would always wash his penis in the bathroom sink.
Is that a thing?
It was his thing.
That was his thing.
And,
okay.
But wherever he wanted to, it's not just his home. He would do it wherever. And I said, you understand, he can't come into my apartment.
Yeah, and start washing his penis in the sink. I can't even say it.
I can't. I was like, and I don't even want to see him.
What?
Now that I know this about him, I was like, I didn't want to be around him.
No, because he's, I mean, what is he, with soap and everything?
I don't know.
Is he drying it off with a towel in there? What's happening? The whole thing, the balls, the fromunda, everything?
I think that part of the thing was, this is going to get weird. Well, he was,
oh, now it's going to get weird. Everybody is going to get weird.
He didn't like the cold. He was from Russia, and he hated the cold, and he loved the hot.
Okay.
And he didn't like taking showers very often.
Okay.
So then I guess it was just like kind of a spot wash every...
A whore's bath.
Yeah, every so often that he felt the need to. So this is another thing. So he wasn't...
This is shocking.
It was awful. Yeah, so no.
I'm more stuck on what the procedure of rinsing your penis in the sink is all about.
Yeah.
It just seems to me, and I'm short, and I don't have a penis, but I'm just trying to imagine, like...
Yeah, if it's just a rinse.
You gotta stick the whole thing. Like, how do you get up to it? Sinks aren't made for that.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a little dip in the front.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dear Revolted, does your husband need to see a urologist or a neurologist? Does he have a sleep disorder? She's very kind. So maybe he isn't fully awake when he's doing this. Does your bathroom need a nightlight? That last one, I'm like,
no.
Huh? Does it need a nightlight? Well, turn on the light. There's a light in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he's mistaken the sink for the toilet.
How? No. She said the toilet. He could just turn around, just throw it in the other direction.
Yeah.
Urinating in the sink seems needlessly complicated, especially if the bathtub is nearby. Good point. I never thought about that. Why wouldn't you just pee in the bathtub
right.
And rinse it out? That's not so bad
if you're
having an issue. I'm thinking like if you're drunk and you're afraid that you won't hit the toilet, but then just sit down, right?
Right.
And just tuck it. Anyway, for the sake of argument, let's say you're...
Or that's when you step into the tub.
Yeah, just step into it. Take a shower.
Yeah.
Don't stop there. Scrub. For the sake of argument, let's say your husband is a normally functioning and healthy guy who is just quote unquote in too much of a hurry, or simply too lazy to turn around and use the toilet. If you are too lazy to turn around and use it, get the hell out.
No kidding.
Like, keep it rolling. You might be able to retrain him.
No, you won't.
Listen to this, and protect some of the cleanliness of the sink by stretching a... And this is something that I admit in previous relationships I've wanted to do this. By stretching a barrier of plastic wrap tight across the sink before you go to bed.
Wait, you wanted to do this?
I wanted to do, not exactly this, I wanted to put something around the toilet to prove to someone that I was living with that they were not hitting the mark.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I think this is kind of funny too. So they're saying put some cling film over the sink. So when he goes to take a pee in it,
It's just gonna
splash everywhere.
Oh my God.
He should
move the toothbrushes.
Catch on. This is what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I have not seen a tremendous amount of men peeing, but I've seen enough to know that it doesn't just dribble out.
Right.
It comes out with significant force.
Right.
This is urine from something that is engineered to remove urine from the body. Unless this sink is gigantic.
You should write ads for penises. Engineered to remove urine away from the body. It's a penis.
Get yours today.
$9.99.
Yeah. If you call now, two penises for the price of one. We'll throw in a set of scrotum.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, unless the sink is really big. I mean, think about when you're washing your face, how much water splashes up and around and you have to wipe off the side of the sink.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you're just a fire hose. Psh, all over the place.
Oh my God.
Why? It just sounds why not just go for the bathtub? Gentlemen, you don't have to say who you are. You can come with an assumed name. I'd love to know, is this easier to do?
And why?
And why would you do this? And I understand if you have, you know, some kind of issue with your penis, like a urologist, or something, you know, I get it. Or if you have a mobility issue or for whatever reasons you cannot get to the toilet. Mm-hmm. But for the love of God, like, why wouldn't you rig something up if that was a funnel?
Yeah.
Like anything. You know?
That's such a
so strange.
Or he doesn't like lifting up the toilet seat.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about that. Do it with your foot? I don't know. It's never, I mean, is it that difficult?
I'm just out of ideas. This is so what?
We stumped Katie.
Yeah. I would only say that there's alcohol or drugs involved.
Once again, I've seen guys pee on themselves when they've been drunk.
Yeah.
But what's the excuse for drugs? Like he was so high, he didn't realize.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. He was just didn't know what was going on.
Okay. Just like kind of like I've seen a guy sleepwalking.
Okay.
Not even really sleepwalking. He was drunk and went into a hamper. Lifted it up.
That makes sense. At least he lifted it up.
Yeah.
That's because that fulfills that.
Right.
That, I mean, yeah. I get that. I don't think that this is, you know, I mean, a sink and a toilet are dramatically different.
Yes, I agree.
You know, and it's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. So that is, Dear Amy, I guess, thank you.
Yeah.
Weird.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I have Tales from the Campfire.
Awesome. Tales from the Campfire is my favorite segment. It's where we take tales from the internet, tales of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore,
ghost stories,
and we retell them here in a chilling way around the digital campfire. So Katie's going to pump up the jams.
That's right. This one is called Sexual Entities.
Woo!
This started around July 2006.
Sexual Entities?
Yeah.
I just got that. Sorry.
This is from Oregon, by the way.
Okay.
The state of Oregon.
Oh, I heard Oregon.
Oh, no.
But, all right.
Oregon.
Yeah.
This started around July 2006.
Okay.
My partner...
Is it still going on?
We'll find out.
Okay.
My partner, Bruce, and I have been together for 12 years now.
Okay.
We are close. We are active.
I would hope so. After a dozen years.
Yeah. Volunteer with many disaster response agencies and are relatively well-grounded people.
Okay.
Relatively.
Now I'll tell you some crazy-ish.
We attend church now and then and are usually one of those couples who stay home for the most part and enjoy movies and barbecuing in the summer.
Okay. Are they just trying to tell us how wholesome they are? I'm not judging. Let's get to the table.
One night, while both of us were asleep in our double king bed,
you know,
one of those you could drop a bowling ball on with the other one remaining asleep.
Okay.
That's a big bed.
That's a big bed. And it's one of those, like, weird foam ones.
Yeah, the space age ones with a glass of wine on one side.
See, personally, I want to know if someone's getting into bed with me.
I know.
I don't want to look over and be like, what the?
Who claimed
that? Yeah, who put this bowling ball here?
Okay, so the bed, so this can take a lot of punishment.
Yep.
All right.
What happens to the wholesome nature? No wonder they stay at home. Woof.
Yeah, it was around 3 a.m. when I awoke, feeling the bed shimmering now and then.
Shimmer?
Yeah.
Can you feel that? They're on a different wavelength.
It does say shimmering.
Okay.
I'm sure they meant shimmying.
Shimmying? That kind of thing? That type of shimmy? Yeah. Is that what you mean? Okay. Just want to clear that up.
I'm
available for Foley work if anyone's interested.
We have dogs. We have dogs. But I could see all three asleep in the hallway. I dismissed it and went back to bed. I felt it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I felt something.
Blah, 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 blah.
I felt something slip next to us, over to Bruce, then settling down for a moment.
Ew! Really? What?
Yeah, I fell back asleep, but awoke again to some serious movement. Shimmering.
Jazz hands. Bossy.
Shimmering and a rhythmic movement, like a slow erotic massage.
Okay. Did she say shimmering?
Keep saying shimmering.
I don't know what she means by that.
I think it's shimmying.
Okay, shimmying.
I really do. So
in an erotic way.
Now a slow erotic massage. How can you feel if a massage
shimmers?
It's slow and erotic on somebody else. That's not you.
Oh.
So she didn't feel the massage on herself.
She felt it on her husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
All I know.
They are close.
Was I could feel this sense of intense sexual arousal.
Mm-hmm. You're sleeping in bed with your husband. Maybe he accidentally rolled over. You realized he was there.
From your king.
From your weird Tempur-Pedic bed. And you got excited. Started to shimmy. As one does. Okay.
I felt over to Bruce and noticed a shaking, and then I lifted the blankets and got...
Oh, he was going at it! Shimmy!
I got the flashlight next to the bed, and I saw his penis being moved around and his scrotum being moved around.
I'm sorry. That's funny. This is what I keep telling people, that penis is funny, right?
I saw his hips being slightly lifted up.
It sounds like he was having a good time.
Yeah.
She and joined in.
And moved around. He was sound asleep, but the thing was having oral sex with him.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, she didn't mention that.
Yeah, there she's seen something invisible having oral sex with her husband.
He was, either that or this is a very talented gentleman.
Yeah, he was slightly moaning in his sleep. I told it to go away. In fact, I demanded it. I did.
He's probably like, I'm almost there. Give me some time.
Two nights later, I woke again. This time, I felt something whirling around my feet.
Uh-oh.
Kind of.
Go a foot rub, girl. That's nothing to joke about.
I know. Kind of.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, right? Kind of an erotic electrical current or a whirlwind around my feet.
Okay.
And then my legs felt this pressure, and I watched my legs getting rolled outward.
And she didn't do anything?
Just watched.
Yeah, hey. Same. Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, that's right.
So far, it's just a calf massage.
It came up under the covers and was doing things to turn me on. I had no idea what the heck. What the heck? So I just watched for a moment to experience what Bruce must have felt.
Oh! Hey, what's good for the goose?
That's right.
Right? Why should he have all the fun? I like her attitude.
And then in parentheses, she writes, I watch all the Discover channels. I am a producer, so I'm always wanting to experience and learn. Well, almost everything.
What does that mean, side note?
This intense feeling of sexual pleasure came up to my hip area and started doing things slowly, really slowly.
My hip area?
Hip area.
Is she talking about the vajayjay, or are we just skipping over that?
Well, hip area.
Okay, hip area, sorry.
Just put that in your mind.
Yeah, put that
hip
in your
area.
Mind. Hip area.
And doing things slowly, really slowly, and as if it had a roadmap.
Not like Bruce. The Australian rules. Okay.
As if it had a roadmap to every spot that I had, including ones I did not know I had.
Wow. Okay. Learn something new. Discovery.
The spots.
Spots.
I had a
These
spot.
These places I haven't been to in a while.
I didn't know I had that spot.
Yeah, who knew?
If I thought of something, it was there, so I don't know. It was the most intense sexual feeling I ever felt. I honestly don't know where it came from, but if you could bottle that... I told
people
it
to, have tried.
Yeah, I tried to. I told it to go away and not return. It did not.
Why?
We don't know.
We don't. Okay.
We'll find out. We eventually moved because this was too much, including the dogs barking in the corner with nothing there. I began to tape. I have a recording device for work, by the way.
I just have to say, so they moved because their last residence was just too erotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So I began to tape. I have a recording device for work. The bathroom while Bruce was taking a shower.
Okay.
And to my total horror and surprise...
He was getting it on in there.
He was talking to it like an old friend.
He
would ask it a question, and even though I knew it was Bruce, it still sounded like someone else coming from his voice box.
Ooh, that's creepy.
So I began to record regularly, and
you should pack up. That's the point where I'm like, okay, Bruce is usually in the shower for like 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes to get the most important things to me out of this cabin.
And go.
I made it a cabin because it's creepy.
Right. I began recording regularly, and this thing started answering questions for me. I did tell Bruce what I was doing.
Was she like, yeah, where was that spot you hit the other night? Just real quick, let me know.
Yeah, so I told Bruce what I was doing, but not when.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was regularly talking to him. One night, I stayed up very late to say hello before he went to bed after his shift.
To the thing or to Bruce?
Bruce.
Okay.
It was around 4 a.m. I was on the toilet and recording.
Really? This is deteriorated. I mean, it's bad enough that we're giving commentary, but she's gone there as well.
I jokingly asked it, you know. I'm inviting you to go... through me to answer my question. Why are you doing this? Why are you having sex with Bruce almost every night? And why?
What about me? What about my needs? Am I not a woman? Do I not feel? If you prick me, do I not believe?
And how many are there of you? And where are you?
Okay, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
It's probably like, be quiet. This is why I don't come
get
to
out of here.
Yeah, you talk too much.
Yeah, Bruce doesn't ask the questions.
In fact, it's me in there talking to myself, not him. He's quiet.
I fell asleep for a moment due to meds. Home ill from the hospital.
Okay. Yeah. Due to meds. But she was,
she had pneumonia.
Okay.
I fell asleep for a moment. My own voice, though altered a little, said, "We are sorry. Don't mean to hurt you. Just need your bodies to have sex. It is the only way. Please let us. We won't hurt you."
That's creepy.
There are three of us, and we are in your bed. And when we want to come out, we roll around underneath the mattress very slowly to see.
I just finished it up. And we are in your bed. When we want to come out, we roll around underneath the mattress very slowly to see if you want or are willing to let us in. Please forgive us. We mean no harm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And scene.
All right. All right. I turned off the recorder the moment I awoke and played it the next morning. I was blown away. I noticed Bruce's...
I love it.
I noticed
Bruce's... I should have been wearing a helmet because it blew my mind.
Bruce's personality changing a lot lately, too. We eventually moved.
Again?
Yeah, the third night there or day.
He's probably worried about mortgages moving expenses.
I was taking a shower. No one was there beside me. I looked up and through the shower curtain, I saw a short shadow of a male about 5 feet tall, scurrying by the shower curtain to the wall. I opened the curtain and saw nothing. The door was locked. Mm. I continued my shower, then suddenly felt this whirlwind of electrical field around my feet. And it
again,
worked.
It's a tomosexual, as Rod would say.
And it worked its way up. It was like an orgasm feeling.
Okay.
And if I had not demanded it to leave, I don't know what would have done.
Well, you would have probably had an orgasm, right?
There's a lot more if anyone wants to hear.
Off. There's a lot more where that came from.
There's a priest who came over and the son felt it in the bed. The priest, son jumped right in our bed.
What?
The priest began getting tossed around in his bed and other things. And the manager of the complex said he lost another resident because of the same things. Because
of a tossed salad? Who cares? It's a perk. It's a feature.
So everybody's
not a bug.
Coming over. Yep. Yeah. I sure feel it in this bed.
Yeah. Does it say where they live? Because
So thank you for listening. So then there are all the comments. Then I had skimmed through some of the comments. And then it was like, if it were me, I would let it have sex with me.
Signed, Barbara.
I think you should just let it do its full course without letting Bruce know. Just see what it does. I recommend it.
I recommend it. I love it.
This another one says, that is creepy. I can't believe that I love hearing stories like that. I think you should let him have sex with you. If it helps, then let him do it to you and Bruce.
Who?
Whatever.
Other things.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm writing a book about ghosts and paranormal activity. It'd be quite interesting to talk with you about your experiences. And then someone says, very well written. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for sharing. The literature fan at the bottom.
There seems to be a ring of truth to this story. I can't place it, but it seems possible.
That's just so rude. I mean, the woman is saying, whether you believe it or not, she's saying it's a true story. So, you know, ring of truth.
Someone says, it's getting more violent by feeding on your soul.
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like they had a good thing going in the first place, and these things followed them to the next place.
Yeah.
It's them.
Yeah.
Right?
It's them and their three spirits.
Yes, and whatever's going
that
on.
That need to get to.
To
it's
get
the
it
only
on.
Way,
yeah.
As they say. It's the only way to do this.
I don't like that it ran past the shower curtain. Yeah. That was a bit much for me. I liked it better when it was invisible, but fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have everything. Sure.
Yeah, you can see what it's doing to the penis and the scrotum.
That to me, like, if I looked over and saw something like that, I wouldn't automatically think it was a ghost.
Yeah. Like, oh, what's going on?
What's but penis is moving? It's haunted.
Someone says, dang.
The shaft is haunted.
Dang, this is some freaky shit. You can send me the EVPs. Can you send me the EVPs?
Okay. Does she do EVPs?
Well, she recorded.
Oh, that's okay.
So she wants to hear it.
Oh, someone like she works for Discovery Channel or whatever.
Yeah. And she said, someone else says, wow, I would also like to hear the EVPs.
I bet you would.
If it's recorded, you should have them. Is there any way you'd be able to send me an email with it?
And send a picture of yourself?
Right.
And your husband?
Yeah.
And the aforementioned penis and scrotum. In action?
Yeah, the element, and someone says, the elements that stand out most for me in this account is the stark sincerity of the entities once they were questioned.
As performed by Katie Kazmir and Jaquetta Sotmari.
I don't recall ever hearing such a forthright response from a sex spirit or a sex demon.
They were like, just let us do this, please. This is how we do.
This is it.
This is all we have.
It has to be this way.
Yeah, we don't have anything else left.
Please.
We followed you 3 times. We can't keep moving. Like, it's hard.
There's
on
three
us
of
too.
Us.
Yeah.
We need your bodies.
How do you think we feel?
Yeah. Another interesting element is it's asking forgiveness on their part. Yet another is expressing intent towards sexuality without harmful ulterior motives. A most intriguing experience.
Interesting. Is there a show on ghost sex yet? Has that happened?
No, we have to.
Something's wrong in the universe then. If they haven't put paranormal sexual activity, hasn't happened yet. And not a porn, I mean like a legitimate History Channel.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like, or Discovery Channel. TLC.
And then someone else says, did you move once or twice? Kind of confusing there. Did this continue when you moved? Did it follow you whenever you moved?
Did they read the story?
Yeah.
Maybe go back and review.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
So.
Thank you. Anyway. What was that? That was called Sexual Entity.
Sexual Entity.
I like it. Speaking of which, did we already do penis news?
Well, we had a little bit of penis in that story.
Yeah, there was a lot of penis. I'll move on to something else. We reported like months ago on heists in England that people were digging tunnels into places and stealing stuff,
yeah,
which I
yeah.
find fascinating. So this was in the Wall Street Journal, which is my onion. It says elderly men snagged in London jewel heist.
What?
Elderly men. So police are investigating a major heist in the British capital's jewelry district over Easter weekend and arrested 9 men, including 2 in their 70s, in the raid. So basically these guys, so the raids came 6 weeks after these guys allegedly tunneled into a high security building, drilling through reinforced concrete into the wall vault. They drilled their way in, like in a movie. And once they got in there, they just took everything they could get, and then they just booked out of there.
Well, that's what they were intending to do. That was their job.
Yes, that was their job. They got tens of millions
of
dollars worth of stuff, because they got people's safety deposit boxes.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is an older man with experience and wisdom.
Yeah.
He can put it together.
He's probably done this many times before.
And he doesn't get overly excited. Nope. It doesn't screw it up.
The Tuesday police took 4 men, and the men were aged 67, 74, 58, and the youngest guy was 48 of that group. And then they arrested another couple of guys, 2 guys that were 76 and 50. And then another group of guys, 1 guy was 58. And then, sorry, the youngest man was 43.
Oh.
So this is an old man's game.
This is.
Robbing a bank.
Totally.
You're right. There's no rush.
Right.
They were arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to burgle, which I just think sounds
word.
Nice.
Yeah.
Conspiracy to burgle. Basically, they, and this is classic, they arrived in a white van outside of the Hatton Garden Safety Deposit Box Company. So you would think that company would be, like, ready for this.
Yeah.
So apparently they tripped an alarm, but as with a lot of alarm systems, it goes off, and then the guys who run the alarm system are like, that's just nothing to be worried about. No one's robbing us. Mm-hmm. It's probably a mistake. Guess what? They're being robbed. And in the picture, it shows that they drilled a huge hole that you and I and a friend could crawl through this hole.
Wow.
Absolutely massive. They probably just took their sweet time emptying it out. Or it could have been maybe a little bit of an inside job. Unfortunately, it seems as though, even though they couldn't see the guy, there is a closed circuit video of them going into this place, you know, with the white van.
Now, how did they... How did they let that happen to them? They should have thought that part out.
But they're saying that they arrested these guys, but they don't have any clear evidence that they did it.
Okay.
So if they can't find the goods, which I'm sure these goods are gone, they're probably like, you know, somewhere like in Mongolia, outer Mongolia, like they're gone in the Caymans, whatever. And if there's videos of these old guys doing it, but who's to say it's those old guys? There's a lot of old guys out
right.
there. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of old guys. I'm sure they didn't leave any fingerprints or anything. Amazing. This seems like something out of the 60s.
It
you
does,
can still
yeah.
rob a bank or a safety deposit place old school.
Right.
By drilling your way in.
Wow.
I'm fascinated.
Cool. I should make a movie out of it.
They've already made this movie like 8 times. And I can't, well, have the police not seen it? I'm telling you, if you're running a safety deposit box place, why don't you always have a human there?
No kidding. Or two.
I mean, they took tens of millions of dollars. You couldn't use a little bit of, like, you know, the 40,000 pounds to, like, hire a dude or two to just be there. Like, you don't even need to be armed for that. When you hear six MFs crawling into the vault, you know?
I was like, MF, is that an explosive
device? But it's not a quiet thing.
Yeah.
Drilling through concrete.
No, it's not. Like, and so they did it overnight?
I guess they did it. It says, overnight. And then here's the hole. The hole is massive.
Wow.
Like, it's basically a window is what they made. So the drilling triggered an alarm, and the police received a call from the security firm. But then the police were like, it's probably nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a safety deposit box stash place. There's probably no problem going on there.
Not at all.
There's tens of millions of dollars of stuff in there. People do occasionally in London drill into places, but this probably is not a place that they would go into. So forget about it. They did recover from some of the guys, large bags filled with significant amounts of high value property. The weird thing about this is because it's people's safety deposit boxes, who knows what was in it? Like, there could be secrets in there.
Yeah.
There could be, you know, blood diamonds in there. Like, anything.
Okay. Old jewelry.
Old jewelry. Or just, like, I'm sure they pulled out some stuff. It's like, a paternity suit. You know? Yeah, okay. Like, stuff that you don't want people
or
to know
about.
Or somebody's
passport or, you know, some things, some other documents.
So I wonder if they were looking for something in particular or if they were just trying to get whatever they could.
It sounds like a Nick Cage movie. They needed the other piece to the map for the treasure.
And that's where it was.
Yeah.
Treasure hunt.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
Okay. Wow, this got very involved. Can you finish their part? They got a lot to say. He's fucking... Did you read this before?
I skipped
just skimmed it. Okay. So it's a surprise for you too. Do you want to try from the... You can't. I was
going to
say.
I'm going to do this.
You need some in your training.
Okay. All right. We roll around underneath.
Do you want me to finish it up?
No, I can do it.
Okay. Because it's pretty funny. This is a problem.
I can't believe it.
Is there a lot of their part left? I hope so.
Yeah.